68-63 now at the Kimbitus compound. And you people that are listening, you're in luck because you get another 5 hours of Paul. Right? You're filling in for Russ?
I am indeed.
Russ Ryder, everybody.
If only I could DVR.
All right, so when you see Johnny, make sure you give him a tongue kiss from me, will you? Because I haven't tongue kissed Johnny in a while. And he's going to be bummed because Michigan got spanked so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, it was fugly. That's what it was. That's the word of the day. Susie, why? What?
I don't know. That just makes me so nervous hearing you say that word. I don't know. Because in my mind.
Because you're sick. That's right where you go, Stu.
He's going somewhere else. So.
Yes, you are.
Careful.
All right. Q105, Toledo Northwest Ohio Food Bank. We're jamming the truck. Q can jam Northwest Ohio families in need this holiday season. We're going to broadcast live from Walt Churchill's Market there in Peaburg, North Dixie Highway, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, November 10th. We'll be collecting turkeys, canned goods, non-perishables for local families in need, which is really, really cool. So it'll be something really simple. You just come by, give us some stuff. I'm sure they're probably taking donations, whatever. It's for Northwest Ohio Food Bank. You can also walk into Churchill's. They'll have pre-packed food bags available. Actually, they're going to do that all week, November 6th, and it's only $20, so that whole week. All the details at Q1055.com. I love when we do stuff like this. Yes, Paul?
And you can bring me a big, giant birthday present that day.
Is that your birthday, November 10th? So you're going to be 42?
One.
41?
So when you come out and you deliver the turkeys
November
and the
10th.
Canned goods and all that stuff, you come by and bring me a present, because I think that's a nice way of saying I want presents.
It's a good way to beg for presents, Paul.
That's right. Very good.
How are we going to celebrate your birthday when you're not in studio?
Yep, I won't be here. You know, I'm sure I'm going to do something on Friday or Saturday. So.
Somehow we'll get through it.
Wait, you won't be here in the morning?
He'll be here checking in, and then he'll be out.
Well, we have to do gifts.
Well, we can do it on the night.
We'll celebrate it
on
the night.
Oh, my gosh, Paul. See what you've done now by bringing this up? Susie and Tricia are now all spun up because they don't know when they're going to celebrate your birthday.
41. We're winning. That's nice.
So I said to everybody, especially on the little invite, remember I had a little get-together? I said,
The tilted kilt.
Yeah, I want big, giant presents only. So the little one says, so you want some pants?
Oh, that's cold.
It's like, damn, girl.
That hurts. She's not even your blood relative.
No.
She's already hammering
you. She's ripping.
Maybe so where's the party at this year?
Yeah. I haven't decided. We're going to make that decision.
So you have a birthday. Well, I went to the last one because it was
your
40th, and I thought, sure. And, you know, I just can't get enough of going to the Tilted Kilt. Oh, by the way, you killed their business.
I did.
They went out of business.
Or it was you guys.
Have they even opened it up?
The Beer Barrel looks like it's constructed. The sign is up. It looks almost done. I'd have to peek in the windows.
Not the same locale, though.
Yeah,
different
it is.
Place. Oh, is it?
No, it's the same place. What they did is they bought an attached martial arts studio next to it.
Oh,
so it's
that's
even
why the
bigger. That's why
stuff.
The construction. So it's the same place as the Tilted Kilt, but bigger, and it looks like construction's pretty well done. At least.
And
the
what's
sign's
going
up.
In there?
Beer Barrel.
What is
they're
that?
Very good. It's
out of Defiance or Finley
or
something like that?
I think it's Defiance or something, yeah.
So it's kind of a local thing?
Yeah,
pizza place.
I think it's the pizza's supposed to be really good. I feel like sports bar-ish type place.
Paul, I got it down, buddy. Your birthday on the 10th.
I haven't decided
Paul's
if it's
birthday.
10 or 11. I don't know which
Why don't you just forget the middleman and just have it at Deja Vu? Forget the Tilted Kilt.
Wow.
Just have it right there. Just get it over with.
Hmm.
Or you could go to Hooters.
No, we should get one of those kettle bars.
Wait a minute, really?
That'd be kind of cool.
People take their teenage
kids
out of
the time. That's true. Let's just take over the party.
Yeah, just let Susie and Tricia take over your party, Paul.
We'll hire enterthenetwork.com.
No, then he's got to work.
Yeah, right.
We'll run all the tables.
Speaking of contests, all right, here it is. Your significant other's away. Did you get in any trouble? Here's the winner, hands down. He'd been dating a girl for about 4 months. She had to go out of town for work. I was taking care of her dogs while she was gone. I ended up throwing a huge party at her house because she lived in the country and we could be as loud as we wanted. It was cold out. We wanted to have a big bonfire. The tree next to her house ended up catching on fire because, you know, it was late fall, almost winter. Everything was so dry. Shortly after the tree caught, the house caught on fire and ended up burning to the ground. She still does not know that it was me because of a party. We're now married, and we've been together for 3 years. That's your winner. Susie, you talked to this dude, right?
Yep. It's legit.
Did he say he was ever going to tell her? Because I want to know.
He said no. He's never going to tell her.
Yeah, I'm not sure you want to do that, dude. You really don't,
nope, man.
I think you need to say, look, I got to tell you something. I had a party. It's not like he slept with somebody, unless he did.
That's how he covered it up?
In their bed. You know what I mean? I mean, you can't carry that one around and expect your marriage to be based on
honesty. Yeah, but it's gone on so long that now it's like, well, why didn't you tell me? Why have you waited how many years? Like, it's gone on too long.
Yeah, I wonder how long they've
been
married.
Past the point of when.
Hold on. So you chicks wouldn't appreciate his final honesty? You'd get all spun up because he didn't tell you in time?
Well, you're just adding to the crime.
It's not like he slept with somebody. Maybe he burned the house down. I just got it. What?
I don't know.
Maybe he did. That's how he covered it up.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Get rid of the evidence?
Yeah, she owns a black light, so whatever.
Nice. So he burned the house
down. Lit it up.
No, you know, I think burning the house down might be worse.
Yeah.
Honestly?
Nope, you bury it with a shovel and you bury the shovel.
No, it's not.
Which
you just
is
tell
worse?
Her.
He burns your house down or he has an affair? I'd have to think about that one.
What? All right, so here it is. Paul, you're going to be 41. You're not officially old.
Oh, good. Thank you.
According to this.
Feel it.
Because, you know, people are like, oh, today's my 27th birthday. I'm so old. And everybody on the Facebook goes, you have no friggin' clue. It's ridiculous. Well, it turns out, according to a new survey of people over 50, the age that makes somebody officially old is 83.
Oh.
You're not old until you're in your early 80s. That makes sense.
Okay.
Because if you're in your 70s, you can still be, unless you have bad health because you lived, you know, like we did in the 90s and the 80s and part of the 70s. And sometimes no. no. The survey also found the top five things people over 50 do to make them feel younger. Number five, keep working.
Yeah.
Stay in the workforce.
Do something.
Four, traveling regularly. Three, on Facebook?
Oh.
Being on Facebook makes them feel young.
Oh.
Two, looking much younger than they really are. And the number one thing that makes people feel younger, driving.
Oh.
Yeah. It's slow, but driving.
Yeah,
yeah, that's freedom.
I guess it is, but then freedom. On the other hand, might be time to hang up the steering wheel there, Grandpa, Grandma.
Why is the turn signal still on?
That's why they fight it.
Yeah, I don't know.
83, so I'm not going to feel old until I'm 83.
Nope. I like the traveling.
I still can't believe that I took my son, Josh, driving yesterday. He starts driver's training today.
That's
Today's
cool.
his first day of driver's training.
Classroom or car?
Classroom first for the first, like, 3 weeks, and then they get in the car.
Good.
And then he gets his permit, and then he can start driving for, like, a year.
Yeah, and then
he won't get his license forever. Plus, the insurance for boys is so much more expensive than for girls.
Yeah, I forgot that.
What was that all about, Susan?
That was Coletti. Dyeing your hair a fun color like purple makes you feel young.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Sure does.
That or she's giving up. It's one or the other.
Oh.
Or
all
should.
Right.
She looks great with purple hair. Mm-hmm, I like it.
No, I love Coletti. She's awesome. All right. Yeah, she looks good on you. Did you get a free bowl of soup with that color? All right. So the Snowman movie stunk out loud. It only made $3.5 million at the theater this week.
Okay.
Ooh.
I can't believe. And Madea's Boo 2
Stop
Halloween
it.
Thing was number one. Yeah, Tyler Perry's Boo 2, a Madea Halloween was number one at the box office. But I'm surprised about the whole snowman thing because the promo is really good. Listen.
Could I really be alive?
He calls himself the Snowman.
Happy birthday!
He's completely insane.
Are you cold, Karen?
Just a little.
Let's go in.
Oh, but...
1, 2, 5, 9...
He's playing games with us. Drunk. Be careful. We don't know what we're dealing with.
Uh-oh.
He's taunting us.
When the temperature goes up, I get all wishy-washy.
Then we've got to get you there.
Great. I always wanted to see the town.
The Snowman.
I'll be back on Christmas Day.
Yeah, Bryce didn't do better at the box office. All right, nice job today, Paula.
Hey, you're the best. Have a good one.
Thank you, Trisha.
Thanks for the ride. See you tomorrow.
Susan, you're rock solid.
Yeah, thanks, boss. Thanks, listeners.
Sadly, no Russ Ryder. I mean, Russ is not in. Johnny's in. Easy. But Paul is going to be out for the next 5 hours, which that'll be hot radio.
So
check it out. Till next time, this is Denny Schaefer saying do what you love is freedom. Loving what you do, that's happiness. Keep dreaming and remember to...